Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. You know what? We're up to 101 episodes. That's a big deal when it comes to podcasts, because most of them are usually over by then. Now, so we're in order to make that happen, we're thankful for everybody behind the scenes, camera, just the editing. We've got Jessica's team who helps with the PR. We've got Emily who helps with distribution. So we're very, very thankful. We've got a lot of wonderful facilitators or syndicators, such as AM/FM 247, BBS Radio, and UK Health Radio. Our show is actually seen worldwide now in over 56 countries. We have over 600,000 people who watch our show and listen to our show every single time. And we have well over 100,000 listeners overseas. And we're just thankful for all that. Today, you know what? I just want to talk about our last episode. We had Hope and Larry Ware. They're frugal living experts walking. You know, they just walked us through seven tips that you keep in mind when it comes to holiday savings. You know what? When you're dealing with all this inflation and increased costs and everything, it's good to know how to have a great time inexpensively. And you know what? Hope and Larry Ware just that. So if you want to go take a look at the episode, you can go to savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us and look for episode 100. Since there's over 100 episodes, you're going to see how you can travel for the world for 10 cents on the dollar, the whole shot. Now, today, I'll be talking about how to keep your debt in check during the holiday season. This is something that you're going to want to know about. Next, we have today, what's special? We have Krista Lockwood. She's a mom of five who teaches other moms how to declutter without being a full-blown minimalist. She has a Facebook page called Motherhood Simplified, the ultimate guide for mom's life. Her website, Motherhood Simplified, has tips after tips for moms. You can listen to her on her podcast with over 50,000 moms that follow. She's one heck of a woman. We're lucky to have her here today. So you know what? Now I'd like to welcome Krista Lockwood. She's here in the flesh, and we want to thank her for being with us and sharing all this information. So Krista, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Steve.
And you know what? I was just commenting to you before. How great you look, mom of five. Because I'm one of five. So I knew my mom didn't sleep too much when I was younger. I didn't realize that until I was in high school, but I mean, and I'm just saying, you look great. You look rested the whole shot. This is wonderful.
Thank you. That's one of the reasons I teach moms how to declutter, is so that they can do this. They can have rest. They can have ease. They can have simplicity, because motherhood doesn't have to be more exhausting than it needs to be.
Well, motherhood in itself is exhausting. I totally get that. I would just love to understand how you got started in the motherhood simplified movement, so to speak. You know, what got you going with all that?
My husband and I were born and raised in Alaska, and he's always been an entrepreneur. So have I. And he does insurance, so he's in that type of industry. And we were in Alaska. His business was doing well. And we got to a point where he was like, I don't think there's really anything else we can do in Alaska. Like, what if we left? And so in 2013, we moved from Alaska to Florida in pursuit of opportunity. And we were a broke family. We had three kids at the time. And because it was so expensive to ship stuff from Alaska to Florida, we just decided to rent a house that was furnished and get rid of everything other than what fit into our suitcases. And so I accidentally discovered how powerful it was to live in a house that had less stuff in my motherhood, because I went from living a pretty normal mom life, which you might remember growing up, like how your mom experienced, where there's just never ending toy messes, like laundry, dishes, always something to do in the house and it's exhausting and it eats up all of your time and all of your energy. And so we got to Florida. Life got really easy. I thought it was because we moved, but I've been able to see in hindsight that the reason it got easy is because I got rid of all of that excess stuff in my house that was making me slowly go crazy, right? Like I felt like my family never helped me clean up. I felt like I was a glorified roommate, just trying to manage pointless messes in my house. And that changed when we got to Florida. And it wasn't actually until like 2017 when I got pregnant with our fourth baby and was a part of a due date group of other moms due at the same time. And they all were talking about how overwhelmed they were with motherhood and their home specifically, like the day-to-day messes, trying to get organized, trying to implement chore charts and systems that they just couldn't sustain. And I wasn't struggling with that anymore. And just watching their conversations, and we did this thing called house tours where we would go live and show each other inside of our houses. So I was able to also watch that and kind of piece together like what had changed for me. And it was when we got rid of that stuff. Yes, we have more stuff now than just a suitcase full of things. But it wasn't as much as I used to have. And so I just asked them, you know, I feel like I know your problem. It's that you have too much stuff in your house. Like nobody could possibly ever manage that or keep up on it or keep it organized, or there's no chore chart that could ever keep up on that amount of work. Do you want me to show you a better way? And they were like, yes, please.
Is that me first?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. They were like, yes, please. Oh my gosh. And so I kind of learned my process in hindsight and learned how I could help them have less stuff, not nothing, right? Don't go down to a suitcase of stuff. I don't recommend that. It's just what I happen to do, and give them relief in their homes. And it's been a really beautiful thing because now they have more time to spend with their families. They have more time to do things like actually budget and manage their money. That was a big thing for me that changed, was how I spent and related to my money. You know, just focusing on their health and their relationships and slowing down and actually enjoying their life. So that's the story.
That's a great story. You know what? I'll just say this. One of the things I did before getting into my business is I developed businesses overseas, and I would go for anywhere from 3 to 8 months into any one country and develop it and all that stuff. But I lived with a bag of golf clubs and two suitcases. And every time I got to the hotel, it was like, okay, this goes to the dry cleaners and, you know, this is my stuff for the week. And it was real simple and easy, although it doesn't work when you have a wife, and I didn't have a wife then. But I mean, I'm thinking that the minimalist side of the things compared to the way I live right now is like, gosh, that's so much easier. So now one of the things is, you know, how is this, you know, you have a statement here and I read it off the website. It says, you know, how clutter and consumerism is a drain on somebody's finances. And so help us understand that and how we can declutter our homes and all that kind of stuff.
So yes, consumerism it's very expensive and it's very tricky. I just did a reel on Instagram about this, actually, how moms go to Target. And there's this meme that floats around that we all joke about, that when you go into Target, Target tells you what you need. And that makes me so it makes me so sad for families, because it's true. It's true that we're surrounded by expert marketers, especially as moms. We are constantly sold to, we are constantly told our kids need this, right? Our kids need this for, you know, for their development, for their education, for their happiness. And, you know, good parents, air quote, good parents give their kids these kinds of things. And so there's this pressure on us to get more, to buy more. And then this worry that if we don't do that, our kids are going to be deprived or they're going to be disadvantaged. And it's not true. I'm actually a Montessori teacher by trade. And so a lot of that foundation in Montessori education is in having a simplified environment so that you can make sound decisions, so that you can go deep into your work and your play. And as adults, that looks like building a life, building a family, raising children. But you know, it's expensive. Because we are buying all of these things that we don't need, and it's overstimulating, and that reduces our ability to make sound decisions. A lot of the decisions that we make financially are short term and they feel harmless, because it's like, oh, you know, it's just a $20 toy here, $20 toy there that adds up. And we don't realize that we could be saving $20 here, there, investing $20 there, and having it move us on an upward trajectory instead of either staying flat or even declining.
Actually, I was just thinking of my son who recently finished college and started a new job, and he actually moved out and he had a closet full of stuff that he hasn't used, number one, in years. Number two, there was probably I'm embarrassed to say this. There's probably six or seven things that my wife purchased for him, and they still have the tags on it from years ago. And I'm like, yeah. And then there's a bunch of stuff that he purchased himself because he thought he used it in electronics or something, and he never actually used it. So I could see how that is occurring, because a lot of it has to do with my wife going, you know what, I think he really needs it. And by the way, it's on discount, so I'm going to get it. And the next thing you know, it just sits there. And is that somewhat what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. For families, especially with kids, you know, buying things that look like a good deal, but if we don't need it, right, it's not really a good deal. And when it comes to clutter and an excessive amount of stuff in our homes, a lot of times we buy things because we forget what we have, or we lose it, or for some things, you know, it doesn't get stored adequately. And so it gets ruined, or, you know, specifically with like kids' clothes, especially for families, you know, we buy clothes that are on sale in the next size up or the next season up, thinking that it's going to save us money, but then we forget that we have it, or we don't pull it out in time and they've outgrown it before they ever got a chance to wear it. And it's ultimately not saving us money. And it comes down to, I think, just having too much to manage, right? We're trying to manage too much. And then we're also constantly being sold to, right? It looks like a good deal, but we don't need most of it. We can't manage it. We can't remember what we have. And it's a big drain on our money. I remember when we left Alaska, because I had to get rid of everything that was in our house, looking at the piles of stuff that we had and just basically seeing piles of dollar bills of like, wow, like no wonder I haven't paid more off on my student loans, because I would go to the thrift store and find my kids some really cute toys that were super cheap, but they ultimately never played with, or it didn't really make a big difference to us. So yeah, it's very draining, and it's sneaky, and you don't really notice it until I think you start, like your son moves out and you're like, oh wow, all this stuff that we bought and never used, and you see it differently.
Yeah. You know what? I bet you anybody can walk into their own closet and say, you know what, I wore that once, or, you know, I got that and I got a dry cleaner, washed it or whatever, so I can wear it, but never wore it. And I think everybody can do that, because I can just think what you're saying going, yeah, you know what, that could have saved me a bunch of money. And I think the analogy that you're saying, hey, I could have paid some bills off, paid off my loan, paid down my credit cards. You know what? I think sometimes if, depending on the purchase, if people just go, hey, do I really, really need this? Or even wane a day to make that decision. And if you go back and, you know, hey, I really, really need it. Okay, fine. But there's a lot of times where you just say, hey, it's out of sight, out of mind, so I don't really need it. And that money could stay in your wallet, or it could pay down that credit card.
Yeah. And that's a really valuable skill. I remember my dad, I was probably like 17 or 18, and I was buying my first cell phone, and he went with me, and they were giving me all kinds of upgrades to get really nice phones. And his advice to me was to go home and think about whether I wanted to get all of the accessories. And of course, you know, I'm like 17 or 18 making impulsive decisions. And I was like, no, I know I want this, right? And in hindsight, I'm like, that was a really good skill that he was trying to teach me. And now I understand it, but it's really true in our society, because of the way consumerism kind of dominates everything. It's normal for us to not take time to think about these decisions. And it's normal for us to say, well, I earned it, or it's a splurge for me, or, you know, I worked hard for this. And yeah, you did. It's just, and I do think that, you know, we shouldn't deprive ourselves. We should celebrate ourselves and get the things that we want. It's just a matter of making sure that we're doing it within our actual financial means, mm-hmm. making decisions from an empowered place rather than a marketer's got you in their grip place.
So let's talk about that just in a moment. We're going to have to take a quick break, so stick with us. We're going to be back with more Crystal Lockwood and some Saving with Steve. So we'll be right back. Stick with us.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything in this end relates to you having a happier, healthier day with money. Hey, if you would like to go check us out on Facebook, you can go to Saving with Steve Sexton, behind the scenes stuff, guest gifts, the whole shot. By the way, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, AMFM 247, and BBS Radio. They're all here to help you uplift your spirits and live a life of financial personal freedom. And again, I want to welcome back Crystal Lockwood. You really want to go check out her website at Motherhood Simplified. Go to her Facebook page at Motherhood Simplified, the ultimate guide for mom's life. When you go to the website, you're going to see tip after tip after tip for moms. It's something special. One of the things I do want to ask you is when you start talking about when people go shopping, and one of the big things that people don't realize with marketing, because an actual strategy is a sense of urgency.
Yes.
They're going to put a timer up there. They're going to say it's only good till Thursday. You look at the travel stuff. And they said, oh, four people are looking, buying in the seat right now. And you're like, oh my God, I got to get it. In the reality, it's all marketing designed to get you to move forward with something before you actually want to. And, you know, you look into those things, sometimes the convenience isn't the best thing because you're giving up too much money.
Yeah. And yeah, on that same thing, they probably get you with the urgency too. And like the deal is only good now. And if you don't have, you know, if you're making an impulsive decision, you're less likely to make that better decision because it takes time. Sometimes it takes time to save up the money to afford it in the best way possible. And I think we also live in a time where that's not really encouraged. I've been in the online space for a little bit, and sometimes the marketing and the urgency is, I feel it's borderline predatory, because they're like, well, just get PayPal credit, right? Or just use Afterpay, you know, to get these things that you ultimately can't afford, you likely don't need, but they're making it so easy for you to make an impulsive decision that sounds good in the moment on things that, you know, are going to probably end up clutter in your home that is going to continue to overwhelm you, continue to diminish your ability to make decisions, to feel in control of not just your finances, but your life in general, right? The way you spend your time, how you spend your days. So I got a lot of opinions about that.
You know what? I just want to add something here. I always look at marketing and how that fits in and everything. All the strategies that marketer use, instead of giving you a discount, reason why you're still getting the same 20% off, but now you feel good because you're getting a gift card. And they actually end up charging more to offset for the gift card. And then they'll give you bonus gifts and incentives to do this. So you buy makeup and you get this other thing. And whatever that other thing is, it might be have a perceived value, but you might or might not ever use it. And then they try to do what's called risk-free. You know what that is? That's where they give you that guarantee. Statistically speaking, only 2% of people ever return it for the guarantee. You know, they might like it, they might not like it. And it's a little bit that's eating away and eating away. So help us a little bit how our listeners can help declutter their lives. Mom's getting their brains back because they don't have to work too hard on the house with the kids. Basically, we're finding out by decluttering, you can save a heck of a lot of money, which is a great benefit.
Yeah. So I recommend starting somewhere small or simple to just so that you don't get overwhelmed with the decision-making process, because ultimately it is, you know, deciding what to keep and not keep. But if you can start somewhere small and still impactful, like a spice cabinet, that's a really great place to start because you're in the kitchen every day. Spices, there's not a lot of sentimentality or emotions attached to that for most people. I've come across some people who do. That's
salt.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I say salt? Or sugar?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yes. But what you do too, or the opportunity when you're doing something simple like that, is to see like, oh, wow, I have 3 cinnamons opened, not used. Like, you know, you can start to see like, that's a lot of stuff that I was buying without remembering that I had it, or buying and thought I needed more because it was buried under other stuff. And you can kind of start to see where your money is being drained because you've got so much stuff. You just can't see or remember what you have. So spice cabinet is a really easy place to start, or, you know, under your sink, either kitchen sink or bathroom sink. The same kinds of things will happen there where there's not a lot of emotion attached to it. They're pretty easy decisions, but you can also see like, wow, I've purchased, you know, 7 or 8 different kinds of cleaners and I only use 2. I can stop, you know, experimenting with cleaners, just buy the one I know we use and save some money that way. Or, you know, like a laundry room, laundry cabinet space. Also pretty true there. Like there's usually a lot of trash. It's easy to clean out. And also just a really simple way to identify holes in your spending, right? That you can kind of close up. Like, I don't need to buy any more air fresheners. Like we've got a lot, we never use them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you build momentum and can start moving into bigger areas of your house, like your dishes, your Tupperware, your clothes, which generally are bigger projects. But if you can start small, it feels less overwhelming to take those on.
I've been on local news here in San Diego a whole bunch of times talking about how to reduce your budget in order to pay off debt and things like that. And one of the biggest things that I was just thinking about decluttering is all the just different streaming platforms. They get cable, so they're paying $250 a month for cable. I've actually talked to or coached a few people where that was so funny because they went from paying $250 down to about $110 just for the internet service, and then got like, I think it was AT&T Live, and then 2 streaming channels. And it turns out it's the one they watch. They got kids, so they got the Disney one, and then they got Netflix. And those are the only 2 they use. And they're saving over $150 a month. It made it so much easier. And the kids don't fight. They either go to Disney or to Netflix.
That's such a good example. And I was just thinking about that the other day, because they also make it with the smart TVs now, which I'm not very tech savvy, but my kids wanted to watch The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And the only place I can watch it is on Apple TV. And I was like, I have to sign up for Apple TV. It's like another $5 a month. So I just got like the week long free thing so we could watch it one time and then turn it off. But I'm like, that it's so different from how TV used to be, where you have to, well, you don't have to, but it's very easy to pay for all of these different services just so that you can watch certain things. And yeah, that's a great, so similar to like what we do in our houses, all the things that we buy just kind of automatically that we don't really need.
Well, the goal here is to make it easy so people can do it mindlessly, and they can always throw it on a debit card or credit card. And a lot of times people don't realize how much those balances build up, or they never really, you know, I've talked to a few people and they're like, well, I always make the payment a little bit more, but I never seem to be able to pay it off. And it's because all those things that are automatically charged. So it was like, oh, geez, you don't need like all of those. Like it's so easy. Again, it's the way marketing is. They're trying to make it work. So what other things can people do to help declutter and save some money and make life easier?
The biggest thing I think would be, in addition to actually getting things out of your house, because one thing that people fall into accidentally doing is shifting it from place to place in their house. They shift it into a closet, they get organizers, they get bins. Actually get it out of your house for good. You can do just a really simple way, just go room by room. You can go room by room, you can go by category. You can start like at the top of your house and move all the way down to the bottom or left to right, whatever you want to do. Just kind of systematically go through and get rid of things, trash them, donate them, sell them, whatever you got to do. But then on the other end, you've got to slow down the incoming flow. So that's one of the things that I like to talk about a lot is like when you go grocery shopping, go with a plan, right? If you're going to Target to get diapers or wipes, don't get sidetracked by the fall decor that you don't need, right? Don't get sidetracked by the toys. Learn how to have conversations with your kids, because I know my dad, I don't know if he had conversations with me about money and decision-making before I went to go get my cell phone, but that's the only one I really remember. But even my kids who are 3 and 5, you know, when we're walking through the store and they're like, I want that. I'll tell them, you know, not today. We're going to spend our money on something else. You know, we're here to buy food today. We're here to buy cat food. You saw my cat. You know, we're here to buy cat food today. That's what we're spending our money on. We're not going to spend our money on these toys today. And depending on their ages and development, you know, I'll tell them like, if we bought this toy today, you know, how long would you actually play with it? Because I've seen you have these kinds of toys before and we get them and then they get forgotten. So is this a toy that you're excited about because you can see it here and now? Or is it a toy that you were really excited about and would love to have down the road? Because if it's something you're really excited about, we'll put it on a list and think about it for your birthday or Christmas or whatever. So yeah, just getting things actually out of your house is step one. Well, you can do it simultaneously, and then slowing the incoming flow is the other side of it.
That's a great tip. Slowing the incoming flow makes a big difference. I know you have lessons and courses that moms could take. Could you tell us how that works, Krista?
Yeah. So I have a free guide that are the basics of decluttering, how to create a decluttering plan, how to avoid common decluttering mistakes like the clutter shifting, how to work through the mental block that a lot of people people have, like, well, what if I need it? Right. What if I need it? Or what if I get rid of it and I don't have it anymore? So how to work through that. And then I've got another course to help you work through your entire home. Kind of like I said, just go through your entire home systematically. That can feel really overwhelming for people, especially moms when they're managing daily messes, other humans, you know, with big emotions and all of that. So it's a step-by-step plan and a lot of little strategies in there that you can actually do to get rid of this stuff. And then I have a toy course because it's smaller and simpler, more focused since toys are a big deal for parents. And then a clothes course because that tends to be the other big overwhelming projects for parents are clothes. So a few different options based on your needs and what you want to focus on, but they're all self-paced. They have a community attached to it so that you can get accountability and feedback from me. You can share your progress. You can be like, hey, I'm stuck here. Can somebody help me make this decision? Or can somebody, it's funny too, because we'll get people who are out like shopping or whatever. And they're like, can somebody please tell me not to get this? I don't need this. And we're like, I don't get it.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's community attached to it. Plus the simple steps to follow. And all
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Hey, Krista, I want to thank you for joining us today and sharing your knowledge. Our viewers, which are 86% females, what is just, you know, women would love this. And okay. I know they're going to be sharing it with their friends and their daughters who are going through it. And again, I just appreciate you being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, look, you stay safe, stay healthy. And you know what? Maybe we'll have you back again.
I would love that. Thank you.
All righty. We're going to be back with more from Saving with Steve. So we'll be right back. Stick with us.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. Tonight, you know what? I just want to spend a few minutes because we're walking into the holiday season here, and it's just how to keep your debt in check for the holidays. So there's a couple things that we want to do, especially now that we've got significant inflation, costs are up, borrowing rates are up. It's always better to earn an interest and pay an interest. When we get to the holiday season, it's really important that you create a list of everybody that you're looking to buy a gift for, and then the amount you want to spend. And you're going to want to stick to that. Now, a couple things here. Some people make this big old list and they buy gifts throughout the year and they forget about the list. They said, I need something for Julie because I got something that seems a little bit nicer or bigger in the box for Jimmy. No, just stick with it. Just focus on getting what you're getting and stick within your budget. Secondly, if you're seeing some of those items that you're going, oh my God, you know, they got this big old TV, take a day to think about it. Make sure it's what's in there for you. A lot of companies are going to make it easy for you to buy because they're going to do it on payments. You got to remember you're spending more if you're doing it on payments because you're paying interest, okay? And one of the things that you can do is if you're looking for something, you could put it into your birthday items or your shopping list and then go to a website called CamelCamelCamel.com. List that item and CamelCamel.com will come back to you and say, hey, it's on sale. So the one day your items, you know, was $100 and now 50 or 60, you just got 40% off and you're able to save some money towards your budget. Okay. So the big thing about the holiday season is don't feel guilty. There's nothing wrong with also making some sort of a gift for somebody. Okay. We did this for our family. We talked to my mom. We got all those recipes that she had, a little family history. We put it in a nice book. The grandkids, my siblings, They saw it was the best gift they ever received. And you know what? Everybody loved it. And you know what? Besides the toys, you know, the toys people don't keep forever, but something like that they do because they want to remember mom. And you know what? We keep talking about how great that gift was. So the other thing that's most important is set aside. You know what? We're not quite here Christmas crunch, but if you start set aside money now, if you haven't, you won't have to put it on a credit card, okay? So that's my quick tip for today. I wanna thank you for joining us. You know what, right here on Saving with Steve, we're gonna look forward to seeing you next week. You have a wonderful week. Stay safe and stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.